Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this radio program is being recorded on September 11th, 2021. And we're going to be looking at Am I My Brother's Keeper? We take a look at really, you know, what is it that we're supposed to do for one another? And that is an interesting insight that we might have about the karmic way in which we meet people, who we spend time with, how much should we help a person, how much should we just realize it's futile, whatever. How far do you go? Now, this question is a big one for a lot of people, and I do get questions on this. I have three wonderful questions from listeners about this subject. And I'm very grateful that people are thinking in this way, especially in these times of COVID where we have all of the people that need so much help and they just, don't understand, many of them, what is really going on, the effect we have on one another and why that is so deeply important to our life. And helping one another, loving one another, as it were. It's a big part of compassion and understanding. So we're going to be looking at, am I my brother's keeper? And who is my brother? And what should I do with my enemies? And things like that, who are deeply a part of our life and sustain a lot of our misery and misunderstanding. And I hope to be able to help you understand a little bit more who is your brother and what this whole thing about loving and caring about one another is all about. So the first question goes to Tracy. Tracy does not tell me where Tracy lives. Tracy goes into her email about trying to help people and loving people, and she finds it very difficult to do that outside of her family, which is a bias and a prejudice that most people do share. They don't love much about people outside their own family. They feel obligated to family in a way, and to people who are not family, a lot of people find their toils and troubles being amusing. So Tracy asks, who do we help? Who do we love? How do we help other people? How far should we go? And then she goes into her opinions about it, and she wants me to answer it on radio. So here I am. Who is my brother? You know, there is a sphere that we have around us, an atmosphere that draws to us certain people. And this atmosphere is comprised of past life experiences, genetic tendencies that we have that we draw people to us. It's like a tractor beam, as it were, drawing to us the kinds of people that we're going to meet. And then those kinds of people often create for us, with us, circumstance and condition. We don't really acknowledge any of this, nor do we tend to believe in it, because it's a little too woo-woo to be true for a lot of people. But it is true that I draw to myself the people, the individuals, who are most, shall we say, a part of the sphere, the atmosphere of the Gregory Penn that sits here talking to you. Everybody has this. Jesus had it. Buddha had it. Everybody. If you are in a human carcass, you're going to have this. And this is why it is very important and essential to be somewhat awakened by everything that touches your life and the people that come into it. Now, why do people come into our life? There are many different reasons. Some come in to help us, and others come in for us to help them. And this is a very big deal. And if you look into people, the ones that come for help and the ones that you are there to help, you start to see a little, shall we say, a similarity, a chord, maybe a thread, shall we say, of something that if you pull on it, it will unravel the whole sweater, as it were. You start to realize that people that you are drawn to and are drawn to you are people of consequence. These are people that are a matter of the consequences of my life, how I have lived it, the way I have lived it. And for most people, this is way beyond their pay grade. They can't really see this. They don't want to believe it. They think it's BS. They just don't get it. But the truth of the matter is that it is absolutely 100% true. I have people, students, who come into my world who are there not just for me to help them, but for them to help me and help me understand certain things about life, about the Gregory, about the practice, about how to be more effective, when to hold them and when to fold them. That's a big one. So I treat everybody with great respect, and I have this little saying inside of me that I never really utter. Oh, you're here. You finally arrived. What are you here for? What are your gifts for today? And I think of that with my students. I think of that with my friends. I think of that at the grocery store when I'm there and I bump into somebody that I don't know. Had an encounter the other day with someone, and he was so kind and so sweet. And I thought, well, isn't that beautiful that this man came into my life for just a few moments and delivered his message? And everyone has a message. And if you understand that, you will understand, and if you can accept that, you will in turn also understand that nothing is stagnant in this world. Everything is fluid. Everything is moving towards a beauty, a sense of beauty, a sense of love, a sense of kindness. You just start realizing the bigger picture of the whole thing. And then you start respecting people, finding ways to help them. And when you enter into somebody's life, you look at it from the point of view, Tracy, of big respect. Oh, I've been drawn to you. I am here to be a part of your life, maybe for 5 or 10 minutes, maybe 2 or 3 seconds. But what am I going to do with those little moments? Am I going to make it ugly, or am I going to make it beautiful? And sometimes in your effort to make it beautiful, they take it as ugly, and you miss. They miss, and that's just the way it is. If I'm critical, I miss. If I'm awake, if I'm alert, if I am in that posture of my own inner awakening, everybody I meet, I never miss. I look at them, and I get quiet. I feel their presence. I feel what it is that they're there for, to teach me something, to show me something, to show me maybe my own mediocrity, my own conventional attitudes, all of that stuff, how much Greg is influencing me at that time. And if I'm watching, which I always am, I realize everything is significant and all consequences are significant. So, Tracy, yes, everyone is there to help you. You're there to help everyone else. It's a much bigger network than maybe you want to see, than you can conceive of, than you can understand. And then you will realize most important achievement you make is observation, self-observation, the ability to see things as they are, the way they are, without drifting off into the ego and thinking that it is capable of defining what is going on, which it is not capable of defining at all, not even remotely. So don't go there. Go into love. Let love live you. Follow the way. Don't chase after it. Follow it. And if you follow your heart, you will understand that everyone that comes into your life, even for a few moments, is significant and a consequence of significance. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question. This comes from Ron. How do I help a person I hate? And Ron does not tell me where he lives. Well, it's like I said before, how do I help someone that I hate? There are people I don't want to be around, but I wouldn't say I hate them at all. I really wouldn't. I just don't see it as hatred. There are people that I realize I don't gel with, and I understand that they are there in my life. I accept them. I don't avoid them. And if they come into my life, which they often do, and some who come into my life for just a brief moment, I sit with it. What is it about me that made them possible? That's the question. What is it about me that made them possible? Now, if I'm wise and I understand the essence of that question, and I don't try to counteract it with my ego and thinking I know anything or believing that I know anything, I can sit with it and see, oh, that's happening for a specific reason. What that reason is, I may never find out. But I have to go into it to find out what is the context of it, what is the beauty of it, what is it there to help me with, to remind me of, you would say, teach me. So I listen. I just listen. I listen without wanting to come to a conclusion about a person or a given situation. So the people that Greg might dislike or not want to be around, hate would be a too difficult a word for me, too harsh, because that's not where I go. I would look at it, if I were you, as an opportunity to awaken, to self-realize. What is it about me that made this person possible? They're not there by accident. Am I like them? We're often like the people we dislike, and we just don't want to see it. And it's like opposites attract. The opposite of what I hate is sometimes the person I draw to me. Sometimes the things that I hate, I'm using this metaphorically, is the confederate that I bring to me that will miserate with me, and I will find something in common with them that we both hate, and we will call that our relationship. We'll call that the fundamentals of our relationship. All of this is going on all the blooming time. We don't want to acknowledge it. We're too busy thinking. We're too busy analyzing. We're too busy in our self-absorption to really understand any of this or even witness it. But there it is. It's there. Now, for those of you who want to do something unique and out of the box, you have to ask yourself, what is it about me that made this person possible in my life? And that's all you have to ask. And then you sit and watch. You watch not just the other person, but you have to watch yourself. You have to see, what am I doing? What is it I'm really doing? And if I understand that at all, I can change the way I live my life. And I can change the way I love and live in this life. Am I my brother's keeper? No, but I am my brother's brother, and anything I can do to serve that person is what I will do. I will do everything in my power to serve them, and that is what it's all about. I'm out of here. I want to thank you for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow morning with more questions. If you ever want to email me, I'm at greg@aspire.org. greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful day. See you tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.